श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागरमनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावनतं सहितं कृष्णचित्तं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सागरलयिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे देर आर डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ प्रेयर्स दिस सॉन्ग इज टेकन फ्रॉम प्रार्थना is a song book written by Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur wrote Prarthana, he wrote Prema Bhakti Chandrika, etc. Prema Bhakti Chandrika is also song book. After six Goswamis, these acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamanand Prabhu, Srinivas Acharya, they are famous in Gaudiya Sampradaya as Gita Acharyas. So basically they express their teachings through songs. This is Lalasa Mayi Prarthana. There are three kinds of prayers. Samprarthana Atmika, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explained. Samprarthanatmika, Dainyavodika and Lalasamayi. Samprarthanatmika means heartfelt prayers. So Rupa Goswami gave example. So he prays to Lord Krishna, let my attraction flow towards you just like a young man is attracted to a young woman like that. So they are heartfelt prayers. And Dainyavodika means so expressing humility, the one's fallen condition. For example, Amar Jeevans Sada Papa, what is that verse? Sada Pape Rata. So my life is spent only in sinful activities. So like that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote that song, no? So like that, that is Dainyavodika. And then there is Lalasamayi. Lalasamayi means we pray to Krishna and desiring some ultimate perfection. So, some perfection. You may desire, oh, let me offer chamara service to the Lord. This is like that, something like that. This prayer generally, this is in Aishwarya Bhav. So in Madhurya Bhav, you may think, oh, let me become peacock in Vrindavan. Or that verse is there. Uddhava prays in 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So my Lord, let me become Gulma Latha in the Vrindavan. So, or in Brahma's prayers we see Brahma also prayed, let me become dust in Vrindavan so that all Brajvasis will step on me. Similarly Uddhava also, if I become some creeper, so they will step on me. So like that. Seeking some ultimate perfection. That is called Lalasamayi Prarthana. So these are three kinds of... All these prayers can be categorized into the three categories. Prarthana means submission. Prayer, submission. So Prabhupada has given purport to this. We will read that. This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. So he has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs are very significant, is very significant. So here Prabhupada, what he says, that Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he used to say, you can attain Krishna Prema in 25 paisa. He says, you have 25 paisa. How is that? You go and buy Prema Bhakti Chandrika, like that. Hmm? Prema Bhakti Chandrika is a, I told, no, song book written by Narottam Das Thakur. So by hearing from that, you will attain love of Godhead. So like that, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj used to say. Hmm? So these are all these songs which are written by, so in, they are written in simple Bengali language, but they give all the Vedic knowledge is there in these songs. So there was a disciple of, there is, he is still there, Prabhupada. So he would say that Prabhupada made this system, no? Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Sarvabhauma, Bhakti Vedanta or Bhakti Siddhanta, like that. So studying all Prabhupada books, you know, Bhakti Shastri means Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Ishopanishad, and Bhakti Vaibhav means first six cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Sarvabhauma means second six cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Bhakti Vedanta or Bhakti Siddhanta, one of that. Then studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, like this. Hmm? So courses. So after that, he would say, after that, next level of course should be, this proper disciple would say, that we should study all the songs of Acharyas. After thoroughly studying all these books, then we will study these books. So these songs may be very simple way they are written, but they have deep meanings. And he says, Gauranga bolite hame, pulaka sharira, hari hari bolite, nayane bhavenira. So Prabhupada writes on this. In this song, he says, Gauranga bolite hame, pulaka sharira. One has attained the perfection of chanting when as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated this Sankirtan movement. At once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us? When there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name. And after the shivering, Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babe Neera, while chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. So here Prabhupada, he says, this is like we were discussing, Lala Samai means seeking some perfection. Here what perfection Narottam Das Thakur is seeking? He is seeking that when that day will come, when as soon as I take the name of Lord Gauranga, so there will be trembling in the body, pulaka sharira. Shivering in the body or trembling in the body. So and when we chant the name of Hari, there would, tears would flow from eyes. So when that moment will, someone has marked in this book, who has marked this? These arrow marks here. not some elder brahmacharis, no? So, like that. But Prabhupada, he says, we should not imitate this. Actual perfection of chanting is to attain bhava. Or any sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is defined by Rupa Goswami. Kriti sadhyo bhave sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam radhi sadhyata. So, kriti means activities. By following certain activities, if we attain bhava stage, those activities are called as sadhana. So, krati sadhyo bhavet sadhya, bhavasa sadhana vidha, nitya siddhasya bhavasya, prakatem radhi sadhya. So, here he says, bhava is eternally there in the heart, nitya siddhasya, or prema, that Chaitanya Charitamrita verse is there. Krishna, nitya siddha Krishna prema, sadhya kabunai, shravanadi chidda shuddha chitta, karaya udaye. So, prema, love for Krishna is there in eternally in the heart. By hearing and chanting, we should attain, we should revive that. Prakatyam radhi sadhyata. Therefore, all this sadhana bhakti, all the rules, regulations, services, etc. Even preaching is also like that, sadhana, book distribution, preaching. So, all these things, what are meant for helping us to revive our dormant Krishna consciousness. So when one attains stage of bhava, all these symptoms are manifest. Tears, trembling in the body, tears, they are called as ashta sattvika vikar. So Goswami has explained all those things, how they manifest in the body very systematically. So if any heart, so here he is seeking lalasa, he has intense desire to attain that. So we should not artificially imitate them, but after doing all these things, if we do not develop that is also not good. In second canto of Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says, Tadashmasaram radayam batedam yadgrahyamanair harinamadeye navikriyeta tayada vikaro netre jalam gatra ruheshu harshaha. Certainly that heart is still framed, which in spite of one's chanting the holy names of the Lord with concentration does not change when ecstasy takes place. Tears fill the eyes and the hair stand on end. In other words, if these symptoms do not manifest after chanting so long also, that means our heart is steel-framed heart. Still, what is this steel-framed heart means? It is covered with all material desires, modes of nature, raja, tamo, guna. But in this purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Prabhupada quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says that those who artificially try to show these symptoms, their heart is steel-framed heart. And basically, sahajiyas are steel-framed heart. Artificially, if we try to show these symptoms. So therefore Prabhupada, he says that this is not to be imitated. So in this way, then he says, "Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hoibe." We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So when will Lord Nityananda will show mercy on us? So now we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, right or not? We are taken to Krishna consciousness. So this is also mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So But even Sahajiyas also, they also chant Hare Krishna. They also, if you see externally, they are also devotees of Krishna. But the real symptom, real, we may say that, oh, they also have received the mercy of Gaur Nitya or Nityananda Prabhu. But the test that who has received the mercy of Lord Nityananda is that they become free from all material desires. So Nityananda is supposed to be original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desires. Aar kabe nitai chander karuna hoibe samsara basana mora kabe tuccha habe. So, samsara basana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things. But not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. So, in this way, samsara basana, attraction to this material world and material objects, when it will reduce. So that is a symptom that we have received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Here we come to the point that so we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. So bare necessities, Prabhupada sometime would say, we should live with the bare necessities of life. So, other than here, Prabhupada, we have to accept so many things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment. So sometimes we may become attached to things, so which we possess. So, but we should not. So this is Yukta Vairagya. Anasaktasya Vishayan Yataram Upayanjata Nirbande Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagya Muchate. So, but for this, there should be practical. How we will become Anasakta? There should be practical training, no? Right or not? That's why farm community is there. So nowadays there is a trend among devotees also that. So in the name of Yukta Vairagya, we can engage everything. So, like that they say. Why you are all preaching about farm community like that they say. So they give excuse of Yukta Vairagya to avoid joining farm community. Or avoid Varnashram. Wait a minute. So, in this way. So Narottam Das further says further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? So Vishaya Charibe Kabe. Oh, one more is there. Rupa. Before Rupa Raghunatha Habe, what is this? Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Habe Man. Kabe ama herabo Sri Vrindavan. So sometime we discuss right here that now Vrindavan has spoiled now by all the neophytes like that. Sometime we discuss like that. So it is true, it is not wrong. So but actual Vrindavan can be, we cannot see actual Vrindavan with these eyes. So we may go to Vrindavan and there you will see all these big buildings, roads, motor cars, are monkeys, hogs, dogs, and all this kind of things. Huh? And some ganja smoking babajis. So all these things you may say, oh, what is this? Where I have come? This is not her. And if you see in Krishna book, there is description of Vrindavan. Those who have read Krishna book, you will see at different places there is description of Vrindavan there. So, but now if you go, you will not see the same Vrindavan. Hey, don't talk in class. So, you will not see the same Vrindavan. So, you may say, what is this? I read in Krishna book, so beautiful Vrindavan. So beautiful. Vrindavan is so beautiful. In Krishna book, Vrindavan is so beautiful. So what is the situation here? Like that. Then, but actual Vrindavan cannot be seen with our material vision. That is what Rupa, Narottam Das Thakur, he says here. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man kabe ama herabo Sri Vrindavan. So actual Vrindavan can be seen only when we become free from material desires. If we have any little attraction to anything in this material world, then we will not be able to see actual Vrindavan. So presently, because of our conditional life, we are attracted to all the razzle dazzle of this material world. So we think, oh, material world is very attractive, right or not? So we will not be able to. Srila Prabhupada once he gave a lecture in Vrindavan. So Prabhupada was translating. He gave many lectures in Vrindavan. In 1976, Prabhupada was translating this 7th canto of Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Charitra. We see that Prahlad Maharaj, when Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narasimha Dev, Prahlad offers prayers there. So after when Prahlad Maharaj offered prayers and pacified, Narasimha Dev, he says, I am very pleased with you, O Prahlad, Krito Yam. So you ask me some benediction from me. I would like to give you something. So, but Prahlad Maharaj was a pure devotee. So he, in a loving way, he rebukes Krishna, Narasimha Dev there, right or not? You see there. So all other demigods are scared to go in front of Lord Narasimha Dev. He was so angry and fierce. So Prahlad is lovingly rebuking what he says. So what kind of a master you are, he says. Because you are giving a, what is it? Some material enticement. So you are trying to attract me by giving some material enticement, he says. So I am not a merchant, he says. I am your servant. Servant means he should serve without any material motivation. He is real servant. And master also should engage him like that. Not by giving some material enticement. This is actual relation between servant and master. So I don't want this business transaction with you. I am not a vanik, he says. I am your sevak, I am not a vanik. I am not a businessman. So in this way, Prahlad rebuked Lord Narasimha Dev. Lord, he said, okay. But still you take something, he said. So then he said, this rascal, my father, rascal Hiranyakashipu, he disregarded you. He was envious of you. You just forgive him and deliver him. Then Lord Narasimha Dev said, because you have appeared. Anyway, I don't want to. don't want to discuss Narasimha Leela and Prahlada Charitra here. The point is, Prabhupada, he was speaking on this point in Vrindavan. So how many of you, if someone comes and tells you, okay, I will give you 5 crore rupees and I will give you a beautiful girl, how many of you will continue? You have to give up Krishna consciousness. How many of you will continue in Krishna consciousness like that, Prabhupada asked? Because same situation, no? Narasimhadeva is telling you, take some material boon like that. If you take material things from Lord, then your Krishna consciousness is finished, right? Krishna consciousness means anya vilashita shunyam. One should be free from all material desires. Right? So which one you will choose now? A beautiful girl and lots of money. Ho gaya na, life settle ho jayega. Yahan par subah jaldi uthne ka jarurat nahi hai. Right? No need to attend Mangal Arati. You don't have to hear Braja Gopal Prabhu's lecture. Sorry, I'm such a some joke in between. Tani Mahaprabhu will shout loudly. Again. Bank mein rakh dene ka, aram se chalega, dodega. Everyone was silent when Prabhupada asked like this. Then Prabhupada himself only said, oh, our students, they have already been tested and they have passed the test like that. Basically, he said, they are coming from rich families, from America, you know, all the Prabhupada disciples. So they have rejected material life of America, right? They have taken to pure devotional service. So in this way, so as long as we are attracted to all this material world, we will not be able to see Vrindavan, we will not be able to do devotional service, or we will not be able to surrender to Krishna. Right? If you have material desires, we cannot surrender to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna also says, no, in Bhagavad Gita, Kamasthaisa Ratagyana Prapadyante Anya Devata. Those who have material desires, they surrender to. In Vedic culture, what happens? Those who have material desires, they surrender to demigods. They don't surrender to Krishna because they know that Krishna, if you surrender, then he will take away all whatever little we have. Instead of giving it to us, he will take away everything. So this is actual mercy of Lord Nityananda. So no more material desires. That is mercy. In this way, when we give up all this material, Shuddha Have Mana, mind becomes pure. Then we will see Sri Vrindavan. Kabe ama herabo Sri Vrindavan. We may take ticket and go to Vrindavan. Right, and go and dip here and there in different kundas there. That kunda, this kunda. And again come back and watch television in home, cinema, television. Many people go to Vrindavan, no, like that. So they go and dip. All these North Indians. So. From Delhi and all those places, they go to Vrindavan. They dip in different kundas and again continue their material life. And in fact, now they have spoiled whole Vrindavan also. So real Vrindavan can be seen only when we have, when you are free from material desires. So then question may arise, then why we are going now there to Vrindavan now? After 2 days, all of you will be going to Vrindavan. Why we are going to Vrindavan? So visiting holy places is also sadhana bhakti. Right? And just like Lord Krishna says, going to holy places, main thing is to hear from the sadhus there. He says, no? Yes, what is that? Yasyatma buddhi kunatre tu da kunapetri datu ke svadiya kalatradishu baume yajadi atirta buddhi khalile na sarhiche janesho abhigyeshu sayeva gokara. If you go there and if you do not hear from sadhus, just dip here and there and come back, then we remain cows and asses. So just like all of you are all going to hear lectures of Maharaj, right? Shravanam Kirtan Kyan. So like that, so we go to Vrindavan for hearing from devotees, Vaishnavas there. So when we hear from Vaishnavas, then we will get the real picture of Vrindavan. So main thing is to hear there, sit and hear there. The develop, we have to taste, develop taste for hearing. Our process is seeing through hearing. Shrutikshita Panta it is called. Shrutikshita Panta. Ikshita means seeing. Shruti means hearing. So seeing by hearing. So that is our process. So then we will be able to see Vrindavan. Just by having eyes we will not be able to see Vrindavan. Like you see Bilwa Mangal Thakur, when he went to Vrindavan, he stayed there. 400-500 years he stayed there in Vrindavan. He didn't have eyes because you know that, no? So he got so frustrated because of this eyes. He removed the eyes only, flucked, because he got attracted to some woman. He thought these eyes are not fit. So then he removed. You don't have to do that. We all have material desires. So they are all special devotees. So then Krishna, personally he would come and play with him. Sometimes he would take his hand. He doesn't have eyes. Krishna would take his hand and take him to different places. Like that. So just by having these eyes doesn't make us qualified to see Vrindavan. So we have to become free from material desires. And for that we have to do sadhana bhakti. We have to serve Guru's mission. Daily morning we sing, no? That, what is that? So, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. So, if we please Guru, then we also please Krishna. And when we do not please, when we do not attain the mercy of Guru, we will not get any ultimate destination. In other words, we will not be able to see Vrindavan. So, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Ama Bujabuse Jugala Piriti. When I will be able to follow in the footsteps of Rupa and Raghunatha, so that I can have darshan of Jugala Piriti, Radha Krishna. So, Jugala Piriti. So, Prabhupada quoted this verse, no? This line. In the beginning of, in preface to Nectar of Instruction, the Nectar of Instruction. So, we cannot see Vrindavan, we cannot attain Radha Krishna Bhakti or Braj Bhakti without following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are actual followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Six Goswamis. Because many of them, they may say that we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many sajiyas are there. But our mundane scholars, they say Gaudiya Vaishnava, Chaitanyaite Vaishnavas, they call them. But we understand, we say we are Rupanugas, we say. Because Rupa Goswami is actual follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are followers of Rupa Goswami. And in Parampara, again, we are followers of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada quoted this verse, Rupa Raghunatha Prade Hoi Beakuti. Just as Rupa and Raghunatha have taught by their personal example and through their teachings, like Sri Upadeshamrita. So Upadeshamrita, in 11 verses, so he takes us from our fallen condition up to Radha Kunda. But the first verse is what? Vacho vegam manasaha krodha vegam జివ్వావేగం ఉదరోపస్థవేగం ఏతాన్ వేగాన్యో విషహేత ధీరః సర్వం అపి మాం పృథివీం సశిష్యాత్. సో వాచో వేగ, వన్ షుడ్ కంట్రోల్ వన్ స్పీచ్ మైండ్. సో వెన్ వీ ఫాలో ఆల్ దీస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ గివన్ బై రూప గోస్వామి, దెన్ వీ విల్ బికమ్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్. దెన్ వీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ రాధాకృష్ణ, దెన్ వీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ వృందావన్. సో అండ్ అగైన్ ఇన్ పరంపర వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో ద టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శీల ప్రభుపాద్, బికాస్ శీల ప్రభుపాద్ he took the essence of all the teachings of these six Goswamis and presented for a benefit of all of us. So when we become Prabhupada Anugas, when we real followers of Srila Prabhupada, then we will be able to see Radha Krishna, or we will be able to see Vrindavan, Bhuja Bose. So Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti, when shall I be very much eager to study the books left by six Goswamis? So Akuti means eagerness. So studying the books left, first we should study Srila Prabhupada books. And if you study Prabhupada books, so whatever Goswamis have given, that is all there in the books. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our books, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this jugala piriti, conjugal love, under the direction of six Goswamis. So not by direct, our own direct endeavor, not by aroha, avroha pantha. So through the direction of these six Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. Prabhupada goes back to the previous verses. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe amaherabo shri Vrindavan. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life will be successful. So Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Marash Prarthana Koraya Sada Narottam Das. So he says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Marash. So my desire is to always stay, remain fixed at the feet of Rupa and Raghunatha. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, at the end of every chapter he says, So Rupa Raghunatha, Rupa Raghunatha, he says that remembering the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunatha, I am reciting this. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kohe Chaitanya Charitamrita, like that, he says. So in this way, so this song gives us what is the eligibility to see real Vrindavan. So we should remember like that. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions, comments? Sometimes they do some extraordinary activities. Not everything which Mahabhagavatas do doesn't fit into Shastric rules and regulations. For example, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, those who have read that book, you will see that. So when he would eat, when he would sleep, we don't know. sometimes great devotees, they manifest, like if you see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it appeared that he is a Mahabhagata from spiritual world. It appeared that he was a materialistic person. He was an impersonalist. So Lord arranges their pastimes in such a way that jivas, conditioned souls can take inspiration from them. Oh, they were also like that and they became great. We can also try in their footsteps like that. हम लोग गुरु से श्रवण करने के लिए जाते हैं. श्रवणम कीर्तनम कैंप है ना वहाँ पर. महाराज जी श्रवण प्रवचन देंगे. सो साधु संग करने के लिए जा रहे हैं. ठीक है ना. वो लोग ऐसे ही देखने के लिए आते हैं ना, इधर उधर देख के कुछ मजा करके चले जाते हैं, है कि ना. समझ में आ गया. तो दशम स्कंद में भगवान कृष्ण बोलते हैं स्वयं, जो लोग सिर्फ वहाँ पर डुबकी मार के स्नान करके चले जाते हैं वो लोग गधे और गाय है, ऐसे बोलते हैं. जो साधु उनसे सुनते नहीं है. सही साधु जो, वो भी हमें जानना चाहिए. भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर ही सेड इन 1932 आफ्टर डूइंग परिक्रमा, ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा 1932 या फर्स्ट ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा, आई थिंक इट वॉज इन 1932. सो ही सेड आफ्टर ट्रैवलिंग थ्रू ऑल दिस वृंदावन आई डिड नॉट फाइंड इवन वन प्योर डिवोटी, ही सेड इन 1932. सो 1932 में ही हमारे आचार्य, महान आचार्य बताए थे कि पूरा ब्रज, ब्रज में पूरा भ्रमण करके परिक्रमा करके अंत में एक भी शुद्ध भक्त को नहीं पाया मैं करके. तो वहाँ पर भी हमें सही सही जो आचार्य है, सही गुरु होते हैं, उनसे ही सुनना चाहिए. तो ऑल वेयर नियोफाइट्स. ठीक है. It depends on Krishna. Krishna may make them to forget. Mahatmanastu mampayatta daivim prakritim ashita. He may make them to forget so that they can peacefully execute their mission here, right or not? So if they remember their original position, they will feel separation from Krishna. Right? That's why when sometime there are, generally they don't reveal such things. Occasionally Prabhupada also exhibited symptoms of ecstasy. There are some descriptions, some 2-3 times at least there are descriptions. In his privacy he must have more. So, or there are two kinds of siddhis called Swarupa Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. So Swarupa Siddhi means you understand your relation with the Lord. That is called as Swarupa Siddhi. So after attaining Swarupa Siddhi, what happens? So you may go into trance, like Prabhupada went into trance. What is a trance? They enter into Krishna's pastimes. So they, right. So when they again come back, so then they will come in external consciousness. So Vastu Siddhi means you are going, coming, first times entering, and then the devotees will tell there, you don't go, you be here only. Then they remain there, and here people think that they have left the body. So it may be distraction in their mission. So Lord may make them to forget. Sometime they reveal, Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he revealed that he is Kamala Manjari. Kamala Manjari. Manjaris are, they are assistants of gopis. Small, small girls, they do service. So in Vrindavan. So most of our acharyas, Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas, they are such Manjari gopis there. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. Like that. Even if they remember or not remember, we don't, what is the what we are going to understand from that. Even if they tell that, oh, I am Kamala Manjari, what is our situation? We are still struggling with our modes of nature, right or not? Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai.